This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Gemara Pesachim tells us on Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis, Rav Yosef, Bayom Yada Atzarta, Rav Yosef, the great Amoira Rav Yosef, on the Yom Tov of Shavuos would say, Amar, he would say, Avdi Li Igla Tosa. He would tell the members of his household, Rashi says, prepare for me a big suda, a fat calf. Omar, he would say, Ilav Hayoima de Kagarim. If not for this day that I learned Torah, Kama Yosef Ika Beshuka. As they say, I would just be an ordinary Joe. There's so many people in the street named Yosef. What would the difference be between me and them? But Behayoima, because of this day, my status is known in the world. I've elevated myself. Now I am chashuv. Now I am important. Now I've elevated myself above the rest of my peers. Now I'm not just Joe. Now I'm Rav Yosef, the great Talmud Chacham, the great leader of Klal Yisrael. And the question is, and all the Achroinim ask, especially in light of the Gemara and Soita, that Rav Yosef was specialized in the Midah of Anivus, Midah of humility, why would he extol his virtues that now after the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the day of the giving of the Torah, now he is above, he's a cut above the rest of his peers. He's sort of pointing out how special he is. Yes, he says if not for today, he would just be average, but that would seem to be somewhat arrogant to point out how he is a cut above the rest. Well, the Kloizenberger Rebbe, the Baal Shef HaChayim in the Shas HaTshuvos Divrei Yetziv, offers quite a novel pshat in this Gemara. It's found in Arachayim, Simen Reish Yud Ches. Says the Kloizenberger Rebbe, you know, the Magen Avraham asks, why do we make Shavuos on Vav Sivan? The Torah wasn't given. It's not the day of the giving of the Torah. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Pevav says, it's Machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi. Was the Torah given on the 5th? On the 6th or the 7th, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi that it was given on the 7th because Hosef Moshe Yom Echad Midaita, Moshe pushed it off by a day. So why do we celebrate that particular day? We celebrate the wrong day. Why celebrate the 6th? The Torah was given on the 7th. Well, says the Kloizenberger Rebbe, the truth is, Klal Yisrael wanted to accept the Torah on the 6th. And when you want to do a mitzvah, and circumstances don't allow you to perform the mitzvah, the Gemara in Bracha says in Daf Vav, Chishev la'asos mitzvah v'nenas v'yasala, mala olav kilo asah. It's considered as if you did the mitzvah. Therefore, we celebrate the 6th because it doesn't really matter that the Torah wasn't given. We wanted it to be given. We were ready for it to be given. Circumstances didn't allow. Our teacher didn't want to give it to us, but we were ready to receive it. And when you want to do a mitzvah, it's considered as if you did, to the extent that we celebrate the day, not that the Torah was given, but the day that the Torah should have been given, the day that we wanted the Torah to be given. So what do we see from there? We see the value of desiring to do a mitzvah, even though you don't actually perform it. Ah, oh, says Rabbi Yosef, Ilav Hayoima, if not for the 6th day of Sivan, from which I learn that merely wanting to do a mitzvah is considered as if you did it, even if you don't actually do it, I would just be ordinary. You know why? Rabbi Yosef, because of his great humility, did not consider himself one who learns Torah, did not consider himself someone who actually achieves in learning. Just the opposite. Because of his modesty and humility, he considered himself one impoverished completely from Torah. And had it not been for the 6th day of Sivan, he would have considered himself an uneve evyon in spirituality. But he wants to learn Torah. He desires to know the Torah. Had it not been for the 6th day of Sivan, he never would have, says Rabbi Yosef, I never would have realized how valuable wanting Torah is, and I would have been remained and reduced to a very low level. But because I learned from the 6th day of Sivan that the wanting of Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah is as if it's received, so from there I myself feel I am elevated above others, not because I've achieved anything, just out of my ratzon, out of my true desire to come close to Hashem despite my failure to. Well, we can add, based on a shir that we've elaborated upon many, many times over the years from Rav Yonason Eibeshitz, the concept that actually, if a person wants to do a mitzvah and circumstances don't allow, one then is given credit for the mitzvah even on in a greater scale than if they had performed the mitzvah itself. For example, we said that in the times of Purim, in order to counteract this chus of Esav, of Kibud Av Va'Em, we needed Esther's chus, who Esther never had a father, never had a mother, but always wanted to honor her father and mother, and Hashem credits her a perfect, a pristine zchus of Kibud Av Va'Em. As we explained from Yonis and Eibeshitz, that when a person is limited by circumstance and then the mitzvah is provided by the Ribbono Shel Olam provides a mitzvah in the highest way. So too we could say, Rabbi Yossi says, what day of Shavuos do we celebrate? Not the day we got the Torah. The day we got the Torah, probably we're limited by human frailty. We celebrate the day we wanted to receive the Torah, because on that day, the Ribbono Shel Olam credits us with Kabbal Satar in the highest level. As Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz explains, sometimes the inability to fulfill a mitzvah, sometimes when circumstances do not allow one to fulfill a mitzvah, that is actually the greatest circumstance, because then the Ribbono Shel Olam himself gives us a mitzvah, but he gives us a perfect mitzvah, a pristine mitzvah. So too here, says Rabbi Yosef, if not for the sixth day of Sivan, my madrega would be very low. But now I learned that my ratzon and my desire to learn Torah, despite what in my eyes is considered a lack of learning Torah, I see how valuable that is in the eyes of Hashem. Ilav hayoyma, if not for this day, kama yoyse ika b'shuka. Wish everyone a good Yom Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.